Sci-fi. Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is Starburns Audio Produced Podcast. One believer, one skeptic, and one guest and a cough during the intro. If you have a 5-star review, leave it on iTunes. We'll read it on the air. We still don't have one since you fucking did one. That's how I know we don't have any. And if you want to get 2 bonus episodes a week, subscribe to our Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. TeePublic fucking shirts, something like that.
Yeah, we got new shirt designs.
Have I said on the show that my flat Earth design got rejected for a trade? I did. All right, forget it then.
It's fine. It's funny how little you... Listen, I'm not going to bag on TeePublic because we get to design shirts and have shirts available, but we don't make anything off the shirts.
We don't?
Not really.
The fuck are we doing?
Yeah, I know, right? It's a t-shirt company that...
We would make money if we were more successful.
We don't need to make a company. That's the cool part about the t-shirt company.
We got a best friend and brother-in-law who has a company.
I know. But it's weird how that company works because you can't make any money doing one shirt at a time.
We would have to buy like 200 and then we would sell them and it would be a huge pain in the ass. So fuck that. Thanks everybody for listening. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF my friend from high school, Abe Eustace.
Hello.
What's up, man?
Oh, all kinds of stuff, but I found myself here, and
thanks
I'm excited
for being
about
here.
This.
Okay, so here's what we should do first, just very quickly, right off the bat, and this could get super boring. The reason you're here is because you were complaining to me about my least favorite episode, the renewable energy episode with Mike Stebbins. It was not Mike Stebbins' fault. It was just a bad topic. I shit on the topic the whole time, and for that I apologize.
It wasn't as bad. You didn't shit on it as much as I thought you did.
Okay, good. But you're in the energy field in some capacity. I know you're an engineer.
Yeah, so I have a master's degree in sustainable energy, and what that means is I've looked at a lot of different sort of aspects of energy and how it's used, how it's made. And then I worked for a startup that had kind of a Tesla knockoff Powerwall product.
Right.
So I did that for a year in London, and then I'm working at SFO Airport on an energy project there. So I was in construction for 15 years and then switched to energy when I was living in London. And so anyway,
we were saying about energy was frustrating to you.
It was just it just you guys lacked a little bit of expertise on the subject.
Oh yeah.
Which was unfortunate.
We don't
have expertise in anything.
When you listen to two idiots at the end of the bar talking at the end of the night,
and it's so frustrating, and you just want to smash a pint glass over their head.
Go on, though. I want to hear.
Well, no, I don't want to put him on the spot because I don't know what he would say. But like, if there is a conspiracy theory when it comes to energy, I think you were telling me it would be. What did you say? You said it would be.
Yeah. So there's one theory about fossil fuels really. Having a big campaign against nuclear energy and creating a lot of, you know, fear mongering around that.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah. Nuclear is incredibly safe.
And
don't think it is,
there
but
are
it
nuclear
really
plants
is.
All over the United States.
Yeah. I think it's 20% of the grid is nuclear in the US. So it's a significant portion and it's carbon free. It's not renewable, you know, and the technical sense of being renewable, but it's still clean.
It's funny because I don't even think about nuclear because I'm like, I know that it's around, but like nobody talks about it.
It's just a funny technology.
Well, I think that smear campaign kind of worked, right? Because when you talk about nuclear, a lot of people are like, well, that's fucking dangerous. I don't want that.
The meltdown.
Yeah, yeah. And the meltdowns are bad, but like Three Mile Island, when it melted down, the other reactors are still producing power now. So they're right next to it. I mean, they just, it was designed a certain way. It melted down and it's fine. Chernobyl was a kind of a different story.
Did you watch that HBO show?
Yeah. Yeah. And I,
people love it.
I know. It was really well done. There are a couple
too much
of
reading.
Things.
I couldn't do it.
There were a couple of things that were inaccurate, but
you know what was inaccurate? They all had English accents.
I know.
What was that about?
Why did Star Wars?
Have you guys seen Death of Stalin?
No.
So Death of Stalin is a bunch of Brits playing Russians, and so so it was a bunch of Brits playing Russians,
yeah, Russian.
But seriously, and so it was difficult to take it seriously after seeing Death of Stalin.
Well, that was like the first Doctor Who that was Irish. They brought Doctor Who back. He was Irish, and everyone was so pissed off. He only lasted a year, David Eccleston, but he was great.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, it was just funny with all the English accents. But yeah, I mean, there were like less than 100 people that died from Chernobyl. And then there's a lot of talk of, you know, cancer and stuff like that. But
Chernobyl's more about like, don't trust the fucking government, right? Like, don't believe them because they'll just make you.
What about these little meltdowns like
weird alien babies?
The one over here, Santa Susana. Do you know about that?
No, that I don't know anything about that one.
That one was weird because the meltdown was significantly worse than the Three Mile Island, but they just didn't. Nobody knows about it.
Oh yeah, huh?
And so when it rains and stuff, the area is really close to. Back in the day, it was like far away from the population, but LA expands so fast that the runoff water is like pretty bad.
For nuclear, if you get it in your body, and especially if you inhale it in your lungs, it's really bad for you. But
it's accumulative in such a way that it doesn't unaccumulate. And
yeah, but for the most part, it doesn't get airborne. I don't know. I mean, you look at the particulates that go in the air for coal and natural gas and oil. Like those are, I mean, I think the UN published a study where it's like between 2 and 10 million people a year die of air pollution.
Really?
Yeah.
Just from getting cancer?
Just from living in big cities with a lot of cars driving around.
That plus, have you ever read a water report from? We live in San Francisco now?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the LA water report is just amazing how much shit is in there.
Okay. It's probably recycled a few times too on the way.
Yeah, and there's so much jet fuel in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, so I listened to the episode and just started texting Wade, which I hadn't done in years.
Well, that's not true.
It wasn't really complaining, I didn't think. But.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't know how else to.
I just wanted to.
For dramatics, you know, for theatrics.
Yeah, I suppose so. Anyway.
All right, should we do the WoW scale?
Yeah.
WoW scale. If you're not familiar with the show, the WoW scale stands for Wait or Willie. It's from 0 to 5, and 0 is Wade, 5 is Willie. It's a spectrum, so that the audience knows where you stand, so that they can write off your opinions. You know, because everything's an echo chamber these days, and if you don't believe the same thing as someone, you have to write off their opinion immediately. Thank you, Facebook. First question, three-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they ever visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
So, and we'll be touching this a little bit later, but there's got to be intelligent life out there. Have they visited in the last 300 years? Well, I guess the question is...
No, have they visited at all?
Have they visited at all? So why would they visit, I guess, is the...
Well, to build the pyramids, maybe?
Yeah.
That's the ancient astronaut theory.
That's a long ways to go to build some pyramids. that's, I mean, you know, like, that's,
you don't know where they came
long,
from.
That's a long ways. That's, oh.
So you don't believe they visited Earth?
I don't think so. I don't think, I don't think there's any way for them to know that we're here yet.
What's your idea of aliens? If you just, and this is like, you don't have to base this on anything. Just what do you think aliens are? Like, just what do they look like?
Other intelligent beings that
do they look like,
didn't come from Earth.
They look like humans?
Think they're bipedal?
Ooh, I don't know.
You think they have lungs?
Why would they have to be, I guess?
They don't have to be. What do you think?
Yeah, I...
You've never thought about this?
Not really.
See, here's my thing. I think that when you... When
neither
you,
have I.
When you, I think about it all the time, because like when you look at the universe, it's pretty quote-unquote uniform in that there are certain types of stars or certain types of...
yeah.
Everything seems to be similar enough to where I'm like, well, I personally think that the... And I know the question is for you, but... I think that the universe is reciprocal in that what works... I feel like there might be something close to a consciousness that goes throughout the universe. And if the universe is trying to learn something, if something works over here, it might naturally work over in another area also. So I think that the evolution that led to humanity, I think that leads to an intelligence that the universe... would have to happen somewhere else in the same way that the same stars are everywhere.
Yeah, and maybe that's how... Because if you think about it, the ways that they would sense us, you know, like radio waves or light waves of some kind that would reach them. But the problem is, you know, if they're not really close by, they're not going to get them yet.
Yeah, the closest star is like four...
Yeah, so Alpha Centauri, I think, is 4 light years away.
Yeah.
But... There just aren't that many stars near us. Like, we've got, you know, we've only been transmitting radio waves for like 100 years. So you got to look at, like, there's only any star within that distance would have a chance at knowing if we're here, if it's based off of light.
Yeah, but what if it's Prometheus rules and they seeded us?
Oh, that'd be interesting. I think evolution is probably, I mean, they would have had to seed us with, like, amino acids or something really, really early on.
What if it's time travel and they're just us from the future?
Time travel, that could be, maybe. I don't know. Time travel seems pretty tricky.
What if they're from within the Earth? You ever think about that?
I don't know if there's space for them in there. Maybe. I don't know.
Depends on who you ask.
Yeah. That's right. I think it's a pretty solid planet.
Okay, you're from Loveland, Colorado.
Were you born there?
Yeah. I was born in Denver. I was born at Mercy Hospital in Denver.
I was born in San Diego, but I spent my whole life there.
Yeah, my brother was born there, but I think we moved to Loveland when I was like one. So I'm...
Was your sister in choir?
No, she was a swimmer.
She did volleyball too, right?
No, she's just a swimmer. She did track freshman year, and then... Track and cross country. I think she did cross country.
I knew her, but I can't.
She's a year younger, and I don't know.
What's your younger sister's name?
Britta.
Britta. It's Becca and Britta?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I was confused.
Yeah. And Britta was always around.
Like, yeah.
Especially senior year. We hung out a lot.
Yeah.
What was your senior year like? I can't imagine that.
Just going to parties and having them get busted by the cops and going to the next party, getting MIP tickets and meeting up with...
Did you get an MIP at Adams?
Yeah.
I got away that night.
Yeah, you did.
Did you run from the cops?
Yeah. I hopped a couple of fences.
Yeah. I've ran from the cops.
No, here's the story.
I left my letter jacket there.
Yeah, and the cops, the whole night, they were going like, who's this Abe? What's this guy? And we're like, oh, he left earlier. And they're like, well, because it's cold out there, if he's running around without a jacket, he could be in danger. You guys should like tell us... Like, what would we tell you? His address? Like, what are you trying to get out of us here? You fucking idiots.
That was fun. That was one of the funnest nights in high school.
It really was. Less so for me because I got busted.
Yeah. What was that? The Tyson Holyfield fight?
Yeah, the second one where he bit his ear off.
No, wow. No. It was the first one.
Was it the first one? It was the first one.
Yeah.
Okay. Were you raised religious at all?
No. Both my parents were, and they decided that we didn't need to be.
Okay.
So I didn't go to church until the first time I ever went to church was like 25. So I was dating a girl and she was, you know, her family went to church for Christmas. So that was the first time I'd ever been to like a sermon. And I've been a couple of other times.
But yeah. Even that is like not very religious. Like not religious people go to church on Christmas
right.
just to fucking do it.
Yeah. I'm definitely not. I think most of the Bible was probably written to just as a survival guide more than anything. Like, and I think it got people to kind of be together, but and work together. But that's it.
Well, do you believe in ghosts?
So I think I was listening to your podcast actually, and you asked if ghosts are real, then how come you never see like cat ghosts or dog ghosts dinosaur ghosts?
Caveman.
Yeah. So it's always like angry people that are the ghosts. So no, I don't believe in ghosts.
Okay.
But not that you can't freak yourself out. Like, you know, you sit in your house and you hear weird sounds and your mind starts to kind
for
of
sure,
go
yeah.
and
yeah.
all of a sudden you're scared for no reason. I don't know.
What about Bigfoot?
You got to find a dead one. I think you got to find a dead one.
And then you'll believe?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you don't believe.
That's all it takes. And all the dead ones they've had have been embarrassingly bad to where it's like, oh, fuck. Like, I believe in Bigfoot, and all the dead ones are really embarrassing.
Because they're made out of, like, fucking paper mache and shit like that. Hey, look, I found a fucking Bigfoot. It's a skeleton that I put a fucking bear costume on. What about... Oh, well, any of the cryptozoological, like Loch Ness or any of those? I only know Chupacabra, Loch Ness, and Bigfoot. Those are the only ones I know about.
I don't believe
What about psychics?
I think most psychics are just cold readers that just scam you out of whatever. But I think it is possible to predict the future. I've done it a couple of times, like gambling. You know, you'll be sitting at like a blackjack table and you just have a feeling that you're going to win that hand, you know, but it's like, it's very like near future stuff.
But isn't that just optimism?
Maybe, but it was always a different feeling. It was always like...
I knew it. Instead of like...
Yeah.
I was right!
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think there's that possibility that you can predict
I kind of feel like you think that every
future.
Time you put your new $5 down in the circle, you go like, this is the one. This one's going to be different.
Not a bad point.
Hey, I was right. I predicted the future. What about... Superstitions. Do you have any superstitions?
I used to. I sort of have them, but not really. I try to break them. I try to, like, I used to have a routine because I was a diver in high school. And so that was, you know, it's an individual sport and like you're up there kind
of
performing.
It's you and your brain.
Yeah. And so it was like, oh no, I got to have everything perfect. Everything's got to be perfect. I got to do these steps every time I go up to the board or whatever. And then I got into college and I was like, no, we're going to kick this.
You dove in college?
Yeah. I dove at Kansas and then I dove at School of Mines.
At like a scholarship? Did you get a scholarship?
I got a scholarship at School of Mines. I made nationals my first year.
Really?
Yeah. That was awesome. Division II nationals was so much fun. It was such a good time.
Hey.
Everybody was on the same floor of the hotel, and we all got to stay Saturday night after everything was done, and it was just a monster, like, athlete party on a floor of a hotel when you're, like, 20.
That sounds like a nightmare.
It was great.
It's like the funny thing that I've always laughed at is when you hear about Olympic parties.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. Like,
but they're like in the care packages to get condoms because there's just Olympic sex all over the place.
Yeah, they're all just like hot. they're all just like hot 20-year-olds fucking each other.
Yeah, the worst would be like if you had your event like the last 3 days of the Olympics.
And everyone else was partying the whole time.
Everybody else was just getting crazy and you had to like be good.
There's this story that I used to hear. I don't know if it's an urban legend. I don't even know if it was in high school. It would have had to have been in high school, but there's a story about a kid who was a diver. And so if anyone can tell me if the story is true or not, it would be you. You stand on the board, right? You like stand there for a second.
Yeah.
And he would get like a boner.
Oh, really?
Did that ever happen? Did you ever see a guy getting a boner?
I did hear a story about that.
It's got to be urban legend, right?
My sister said that she saw a guy, get an erection while he was which sucks because like you're 16, 17, 18, and you're in a speedo. Like anything gives you an erection. You know, the wind blows the wrong way and you get a fucking erection. And so I could definitely. I knew that like there were a couple of guys that we had like a pretty cute manager. That was like, you know, the sports team manager like an athlete. They were she was a diver. She was just on the girls team. So she helped our coach and she would occasionally like dive with us. And there was always at least one guy that would like just go to the locker room because they couldn't like stand next to her without
Jesus Christ.
I know, right? Oh, I never had that problem.
Do you think they jerked off or they just gave themselves a minute?
I think they just gave themselves a minute.
Punched a couple lockers. I'm so stupid.
Throw some cold water on.
Would you shower?
On the problem area.
Would you shower in high school?
Yeah, but
around.
Not without the Speedo on. I'd leave the Speedo on.
I can't even picture the Loveland High locker rooms. I can picture the middle school locker rooms.
Yeah, it's all closed now. They closed the pool.
What do you mean?
I think. They closed it down. Like they closed the Loveland High pool.
Why?
They might have reopened it, but I think it's gone.
Wow.
Yeah. I have to ask my sister, she would know.
I always thought it was weird going to swimming events because it was easy to get super loud in there.
Oh yeah. Yeah, when it's like hot and sweaty, like it's not a great atmosphere.
Oh, I hated it.
But it was fun.
Shower in high school?
No, it was always so awkward, right? Like on the football team, like if I showered, it was just like the quickest rinser of all time. But for the most part, I didn't.
It was like a big group shower thing, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't like, man, I can't picture it at all.
Yeah, and I don't.
They had those poles with the four directions on each one.
Yeah,
yeah, that's how the swim team locker room was too. But nobody took off their Speedo. Everybody would just shower with their Speedo on.
Right.
Which, man, you know,
group showers. It's so fucking. That's like such a thing from the 50s. Right.
Yeah.
That's so fucking.
Did your dorm have them?
No, we had suites, so it was two rooms with a bathroom in the middle.
I remember in middle school, it was offered for us to take showers after gym class.
Oh, yeah.
And no one fucking did that.
No. Like,
this is a leftover from another time.
Yeah.
Just stay stinky all day.
No, that's why I remember it so much, because I remember being in that middle school locker and just the showers being totally unused.
Yeah.
And which middle school did you go to?
Conball.
You went to so did I.
I went to Bill Reed. We were the tough school.
The tough school?
Yeah.
We were the tough guys.
You guys were like the good kids.
What?
Bill Reed was like all the good kids.
Bill Reed had.
I disagree.
Bill Reed had all the Mexicans in town.
It felt like going to prison. It was like, this is what prison is like.
Yeah. It was very much. Middle school was terrible.
Middle school fucking.
Bill Reed, I heard so many stories of just fights every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Conball, there were fights occasionally, not every day, but it was.
Fights from the grade above me, but us and below, there were no fights.
Really?
All right. Well, you're like a zero.
I'm pretty skeptical. For
sure. You're like exactly like me. So congrats on being welcome to the Zero Club. Willie, what are we talking about?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. First contact. Whenever that happens, what happens next? That's it.
Okay, I didn't do a real life because I was too lazy, and also that we don't have, you told me that we don't have a real plan. Like, there's nothing that's been released that says, like, here's what America's going to do if we ever meet aliens. Like,
there's no official plan.
That's too bad.
Right? There is this the International Academy of Astronautics, which they have a plan for what to do if first contact happens. And there's all these steps of like, well, you have to make sure that it's a legitimate contact, and then you have to tell the UN, and but like they aren't a real authority, and whatever they came up with.
So it's all just boring shit.
Nobody knows.
Yes, they don't have any power to implement their plan at all.
And it's all very much like what I would make up.
Yeah.
I don't know, tell the UN.
Right? And like, what if you're not a part of the UN?
But who's not a part of the UN? I know that there are probably countries, but I couldn't name them.
Jamaica?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is Jamaica part of the UN?
I gotta say, yeah, right?
They might be. I don't know. I just think they're too fun-loving. They're like, fucking, you guys make up all the decisions. We're going to be over here.
If they
like,
didn't tell the
fun.
UN people, like, oh, Jamaica.
Maybe they get super serious when it actually happens.
Maybe they're super
like,
serious.
No, we got this.
Maybe I've just been sold on a cartoon version of Jamaica.
Our entire culture's been thinking about this.
All we've been doing is smoking weed and thinking about aliens. Like, you guys should come to us. So what's this? Is there a sci-fi, or are we just going to kind of... what is this topic?
Like, well, I mean, the topic is... And so here's the thing.
Wait, before we get into that, Abe, do you have a plan for, like, any sort of end-of-the-world scenario? Do you have, like, a... Do you have a go bag ready? Are you...
Well, I have a... We have a little package ready for... like a big earthquake, because we live in San Francisco.
Sure.
So I've got like, you know, we've got 10 gallons of water in the garage.
But let's say there's like nuclear fallout. Are you going to like...
10 rolls of duct tape and...
Are you going to like steal a motorcycle?
Do you have those sodium pills, whatever?
Oh, yeah. What was it that they took in the... What was that?
I have some, but I always forget.
It was iodine?
Iodine?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know if that actually does anything.
What's the iodine for?
Well, there's these pills that supposedly they stop your thyroid gland from absorbing radiation.
So if it's like nuclear fallout kind of shit?
Yeah. But like the pills are so intense that you're basically going to get cancer from them.
Right. They're not going to...
Oh, my God.
Fuck
Jesus.
You up.
So it's like... You can get out, but, you know, it's...
Well, that sounds like a horrible... How are they selling these things?
Well, it's like it's bad news to take them, but, like, you only take them in bad news.
And they're just out there? Wait, but they're just... I can get one right now and take it and get cancer? I could just have that? That seems irresponsible.
Right?
There's no way they can just give you cancer.
They're not very good for you. I know that.
I used to play with mercury.
Nice.
And I'm fine.
Mercury is so much fun to play with.
I've never played with it.
it's weird because if mercury's out, like the gas is just...
Right, the gases will fuck you up, like if you inhale them. Well, and like aluminum's really bad to inhale, too. Aluminum aluminum killed the Tin Man in Wizard of Oz because paint that he put on his face had aluminum on it.
Wow.
And it killed him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it killed him like during the filming of it. They had to like switch actors.
Shut up.
Yeah, seriously,
wow.
Look it up.
I never heard that.
Yeah, look it up.
You look it up.
Aluminum.
I will look it up.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, so it was a big deal because it was, you know, it's like workman, you know, guy working on the set.
And did they reshoot all of his scenes?
I think they just replaced him and nobody noticed. Like they were, they must have been far enough through the through it.
I can't believe I.
I wonder if he's.
But like you basically you don't want to inhale anything.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to inhale anything whippets. But oxygen.
Whippets are fine.
Yeah, whippets. Okay. Whippets are fine.
Yeah, I don't know. You got to come up with a plan, man.
Yeah,
because like, now you got a kid.
But like with radiation, I would just put on one of those masks. Like
you just
a
you
respirator.
Would just find one. You would just find one.
I have
somewhere.
One.
You have one?
Yeah, we redid our kitchen.
Oh, like one of those painting ones?
Yeah. So we've got like the carbon filter.
Okay.
Full on, full face respirator.
That's cool.
I've got that in my garage. So.
And then if it's Wasteland scenario,
but I only have one of them,
could,
so you know,
right.
We'll have to trade or something.
But if it's Wastelander scenario, you could just put that on to look scary.
What's Wastelander scenario?
You know, just society crumbles and we all put nails through bats and
yeah.
Go
the
at
nice
it.
Thing is San Francisco is basically ready for that. So, like, you can't get into buildings. Like, a zombie apocalypse, San Francisco would be a great place to be because everything's like locked out. You know, like my front gate.
There's
is,
so
like,
many homeless
locked.
Out there
like,
that
you
they
can't.
Blocked him off.
Yeah, you can't get in anything. So,
how do you afford to live in San Francisco?
I'm lucky.
Did you see that video of the guy recently who broke into a Taco Bell and like made a lunch and took a nap?
No, is this in the
like
city
after hours? Yeah, it was just funny because he got into the drive-thru window, made some food, and took a giant nap. And like they shared the video, being like, "We're looking for this guy." And I'm like,
yeah, why look for him?
A, no one's gonna turn him in, but B, like, that good on you. That's
did he damage
that's
anything?
Cool. No,
yeah, let him be. What did he steal, like 50 cents worth of
I
fucking
know.
Shitty Taco Bell meat? Okay, so yeah, let's get into it. Like, what is the actual
that's from Vintage News.
The actor who was originally cast as the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz was hospitalized as a result of inhaling aluminum.
Okay, maybe
powder.
He didn't die. Maybe he just was hospitalized. Anyway.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not going to read it.
Yeah, sorry.
So, I mean, I was thinking about it, and like, we almost have to come up with the scenario to talk about this because there's so many versions of everything that we have to determine what happens so that we can talk about what happens next.
Okay, my favorite version of an alien encounter of like first contact or whatever would be just like a giant UFO that just shows up and it's just hovering for a really long time.
Not at the White House, right? Where do you think it's at? I always laugh when they're like, they're at the White House. They knew that this is where they needed to be.
I don't know.
Yeah, what would they be drawn towards? Like, they'd have to be, it would either be like a gigantic metropolis because there's just so many people there and they could sense like how much life is there. And so they would want to go see that first.
Right. Like, what's the most dense, probably China. What's
which,
the most dense?
Yeah,
populated?
Puts them in like Shanghai or, you know, Beijing or, you know, maybe. What's the one in Nigeria? Laos? No. What's the capital of Nigeria?
I don't know.
You're on the wrong podcast.
Okay.
We ask
yeah.
We're the dumbest
it's like 20
people
million
in the world.
People live there. They like San Paulo is the same way. It's enormous. So it wouldn't be in the States.
What if they were like, hey, there's that Washington Monument thing. We could like balance on that thing, like a top. And they're just coming down to try and like spin around on that.
On the Washington Monument.
Yeah.
What about like the Chrysler Building in New York? You could do it.
Or the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, oh, the Eiffel Tower is probably the best one to do it on.
Yeah.
That would be a great.
They're just like, let's
be
go spin around
photo.
On that thing. That'll be fun.
What was the movie
hey,
where
let's Gravitron this.
Yeah.
Hey, let's Gravitron our ship. And they're all just stuck to the walls. Woo! And we're going like, what the fuck? There's fucking aliens.
How do we say hi?
We're just having fun. See you later.
Yeah, I don't
so
know.
There's two scenarios, like the two movies that I've seen that, you know, that I kind of pivot off of for this would be the movie Contact with Jodie Foster, where they sort of send a little radio transmission and it's a bunch of plans to build a big.
Yeah, but that like, doesn't count because aliens don't ever show up, right? That's
right.
Just them like doing their own weird radio shit.
Yeah, And then eventually she ends up going there.
The better version of that.
I love that movie so much.
It's such a good movie.
No, but the better version of that, not the better movie, but like the better like first contact version is that
Star Wars one?
No, the fucking is it fucking Amy Adams
Arrival. That one upset me because
I haven't seen that. What?
Oh, really? Oh, it's pretty good. This craft shows up, right? And it's almost like the military shows up, and it's almost like a puzzle for them to get into it. And when they do finally get inside and they meet the creatures live in a gas and they're closer to octopi than humans.
Oh, okay.
And so
it's like the Simpsons aliens.
Yeah, yeah.
The one eye.
But it's you don't really see them, really. You see their legs crawling.
It's mostly just about, like, how would we communicate? How would we, like, form a... How would we communicate with these things that we have no idea?
And
like,
so in the movie, they hire a linguist to figure out how to communicate with them.
Right.
And it sucks because they kind of montage over them figuring that out. And to me, that's the most compelling part of the story.
Right,
ESL teachers love that movie. They're just like, this is what it's like to teach people English.
Yeah. So basically, the abstract part of that movie is that she figures out that their language is like cyclical, and like when you learn their language.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't have to explain the plot of the fucking movie.
Well, I was just though that
I was appreciating it because I hadn't seen it.
You should just watch the movie.
All right.
Like, you're spoiling the whole movie for
it. I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, it's weird because when I was looking up all this stuff, I'm like, the more interesting
let's say
first contact.
Right. Instead of how that happens next.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe. I mean, I don't know. Like,
meaning like let's say, for example, I mean, like, let's take SETI, for example. The search for extraterrestrial intelligence, right?
Okay.
We're sending out signals, and we're looking for signals for signs of intelligence life.
And I think it's more listening than we are sending stuff.
And I didn't know this until recently, but there actually is METI also. They're messaging extra.
Oh, really?
Where they're sending out messages in hopes that an intelligent race will find our messages.
Yeah.
And so that's weird because a lot of people, they're 50-50 on it. It's like, we shouldn't be sending out messages.
Right. We shouldn't be putting up
What
do we have to lose? The planet's dying.
TV signals and radio signals.
What are we going to do?
What do we have?
But these are like calls for help.
But take the history of humans.
And help would be mass extinction.
Yeah, right? In the history of humans, as soon as we've started colonizing, it's like that. I know that there's two realms of this where it's like, could aliens be colonizing in the same way we are, or destroying everything, taking everything, or could they be omnipotent or in some way trying to, could they help us in any way? And it seems there's a camp that says that once you transcend, colonizing and...
This is like level 4, level 3, all that shit. That's like some Star Trek sci-fi made up stuff.
Where you would assume that an intelligent civilization would like shy away from, they'd be beyond fighting and just taking control.
Well, you'd have to ask, like, what would they come here for? Because if you're, what would you come to Earth for? Because if you're an alien life, you know, an alien civilization, if you're coming here, what do we have that nothing else has? Because you could get any of the raw materials that we have, you could get from asteroids or another planet that doesn't have people.
Even water, if you look at comets, you know.
Right. Like, water's not particularly rare in the universe. Yeah, so you can get that. So, you know, and some people say, well, like, you know, they could come here and take fossil fuels. And it's like, fossil fuels aren't that useful if you're traveling through space.
Would you guys be down?
They're too heavy.
Yeah.
Would you guys be down if they were just like, these things are cute, we're going to make these things our pets? Would you be down? Would you be like, yeah, I'll go live like a cat's life on some alien thing? And they would like give you fucking meat every day or whatever.
As long as they don't, you know, fix me. Maybe.
Well, they wouldn't have to, would they? Because like, you're not going to get out and run around and just like fuck some girl. Right?
Like, I'd just be by myself, so it wouldn't matter.
If you're just out there running around, well, no, because like, let's say that you do get out and you're running around and you meet another stray and she's like, "What's up, dude?" And you're like, "Hey, this is weird. We're pets now." The first thing is not going to be, "We should fuck." Is it?
It's all, I feel like it's going to be an
interview. There's a chance.
Yeah.
I think she's going to be like, "You're not really tall enough. I'm looking for like a taller stray."
I feel like there's going to be an interview that happens like, "Well, what do they do with you?" Did you ever hear about the alien exchange program?
No.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. This topic makes me laugh because I feel like first contact has already happened.
Yeah. Okay.
Suspend that, though.
Yeah, I have to suspend
it. Or else you're going to snowball off into some other...
Well, so let's say for now that the first contact is we get a message, right?
Ugh, it's boring. Okay.
Well, it's weird because... And I'm going to... I would say more towards first
contact. Oh, wait. Should we take a break? Where are we at?
Oh, yeah. We're about 40 minutes.
Okay. Before we get into this, let's work on the... So we're... You want to do... How many of these should we do? Message would be first contact.
Showing up.
Okay.
Like showing up at the door.
Well, let's do the message one and then we'll take a break.
Okay. So like in contact, so here's the thing. If you're sending out messages to the way that we're, I don't know what messages we're sending out. I know in the one that Carl Sagan came up with, it was like they there's a gold record, there's a way of how to
There was a TV transmission that was broadcast. I don't know if it was broadcast all over the world, but it was broadcast very loudly. And
right now, it's just like, look how many weird Kentucky Fried Chicken kernels we have. We have so many weird new Kentucky Fried Chicken kernels. We can't even keep track of all the Kentucky Fried Chicken. There used to be like three. There's been three in my lifetime, and now there's like eight in the last year. What's up with that? Why are they doing so many Kentucky Fried Chicken kernels? Seriously, why are they doing that? Aliens, it fucking pisses me off.
We can tell them apart, but aliens won't be able to tell the kernels apart.
You don't think? I can tell one cat from another. I can barely tell the kernels apart.
Yeah, I just don't think you'd be interested.
Hey, like, can you do your Reba face for the photo? When we do the photo, can you do your Reba face?
Oh, yeah.
Because Reba was one of the kernels.
Really?
Yeah, she was in there at some point.
Oh, I didn't know.
Really?
That.
Yeah, everyone's been one. You guys haven't been one?
No.
So,
I stop at Captain.
In That's first as far contact.
As I can go.
Captain?
Yeah, I know. I don't make
He didn't get promoted.
Oh.
This is a really good joke.
It would have been fine if Willie hadn't
I know,
stopped.
I know. I was lost. I was lost. In contact, the message that they get is like a 3D message that gives you plans for to build something, right?
Right.
And to build like a communication
Now,
device.
We've had the WOW signal was something that was so strong and so intense for so long that they were like, this can't just be from a natural...
But then they lost it, right? Like it went away. Yeah. And they were like, oh, okay.
And so I don't know. I mean, like I keep saying this and I have no justification for this, but I feel like a message could come within light.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's just say that they do message us. What do we message back? Let's say they message us and we're like, they say, "We figured out your language."
Okay, good.
We're like, here, we're like, "What's up? How are you guys doing? We just want to know if you're cool or not." Then what are we? We're like, yeah, cool, bro. Like, or are we like, fuck, let's not respond.
That's a good question. I would, you got to be pretty careful with what you send back out, but you just don't want to be offensive, I suppose.
That, and I mean, who gets to decide what the message
when
is?
When someone calls you, you're like, fuck, why are they calling me? Like, this is probably bad news, or they want to ask me for like a favor or something. So you'd be like, fuck, all right. Let's say that we're like not here.
Oh, just close the blinds. Yeah. Turn off the lights.
Can we just tell them that we're really stupid and move on?
Say that we're like really busy. It's like there's a holiday,
right? Like wouldn't you think that like us talking about this makes me go, if I had a chance to answer, I might say push on, because we're not worth talking to.
We got like a lot of stuff going on right now. So thanks for reaching out.
Just too busy right now. Like
we can barely get through a day without being stressed.
This ex-ally is like really fucking...
I can't even figure out what I want to have for breakfast. There's no way I can talk to you right now.
Like, I eat just to get the meal out of the way.
I mean, we would never be like, yeah, come on over. Like, come check it out. Like, let's hang out.
What do you guys like?
Yeah. Send a pic. Let's see what you guys look like.
Right? Because anytime anybody thinks of alien interaction, they think of like gray aliens instead of like the octopus alien. That
sure,
is like,
yeah, yeah.
So Arrival was cool in that they had different looking aliens, but like there's a good chance they're not going to be like us who had all this evolution to lead us to be humans. So their brains might be different. And I mean, of course they're going to be different, but communication might not even work.
Yeah.
Communicate. There was a guy.
Well, but for this premise to exist, it has to, right?
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
just suspending okay. disbelief okay, and saying yeah, that like.
We have to keep going to that because I keep...
Like, I mean, couldn't Helen Keller like figure out a way to communicate?
That's right. Her story is probably the most amazing story. What the fuck?
All right, let's take a quick break and then we'll get into if they show up.
If they show up.
What's that called? What's that called? If they show up.
Real contact.
You mean like
physical?
Close encounters.
Physical
of the,
contact.
Yeah.
Physical?
Third kind.
Third. It'd be fourth kind, right? Fourth is physical interaction.
That's all made up Star Trek shit.
Didn't they abduct the kid? Isn't that third? I don't know.
First?
Oh, you're right. You're right. Third kind is.
Wait, are these real science or is this just the movie?
Well, there was the movie. I don't know what the
these came up
are.
With the first kind is witness seeing something. The second kind is there's physical evidence of them, like the let's say they landed and there's evidence of the landing.
Uh-huh.
The third kind is a actual physical interaction.
Okay.
And so I forget what the fourth kind is. It's a
the anal probe.
Yeah, right.
Is that the fourth kind?
It's like the...
Yeah.
I said no.
It's when you fuck. It's when you fuck them.
No means yes.
It's when you fuck them. Or they fuck you. All right, we'll be right back.
A time traveler.
Hey, mister. Are you from the future?
With a message.
Yeah. I got a lot of things to let you guys in on. The information that I have could save you all if you'd only listen. I've been here before.
This isn't his first time here.
I've been here before.
And it won't be his last.
You never listen. You never listen to me. I'm trying to save you, dumbass.
Grandpa from the future.
You're in charge of your own destiny. You gotta open your eyes. You gotta open your eyes. I'm trying to save you. If you'd only listen.
Grandpa from the future. This is not his first time. Grandpa from the future.
Hey, welcome back to Real Life Sci-Fi. We're talking to our friend Abe Eustace. Me and him have a real estate company together.
Yeah, there's four of us in it from our hometown.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Suck on that, everybody.
I know. I wish I got into something.
I need to put more money in there.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I'm like the lowest. Me and you were battling for a while, and then you've way outpaced me. I got to come back.
Yeah.
I got to come back and take some percentages.
I'd like to get to 25. I'd like to get to a quarter before we split it up, but I don't know if I ever
will.
Wait,
when are we splitting it up?
We talked about splitting it up in like 10 years.
On the meeting that I didn't attend?
I don't know. What?
10 years?
Yeah.
All right, I'll be a millionaire by then. It'll be fine.
Right? That's my plan.
Buy the whole thing from us.
No, I don't. I have no idea what to do with that shit. We're talking about first encounters with the aliens. So now there's a ship.
Right. And so
it's spinning around on top of the Eiffel Tower.
The weirdest thing about any if physical contact happens first, if they show up, wherever they show up is going to ruin everything.
I don't think so. I don't know. What would you do?
Like, what if they landed in Iran tomorrow?
It would become a pretty significant place.
But would you run out into the streets and just, would you start looting? Would you go crazy?
No.
You do have a free pass for like a day.
How many of us? How many of us would? Of the entire population of the world, how many?
Some people would. Yeah, you're right. Like, there would be...
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like picture this.
And it wouldn't take a lot for it to get crazy.
You know what's going to get looted? Or like gun shops, right?
Yeah. If you got like 10% of the population looting and going nuts, that would look just terrible.
Yeah. I know that this is the only thing that we have to compare to, but when the War of the Worlds broadcast happened, people fucking took off.
Oh, yeah.
And I always wondered if there were people that...
did they flee?
Went
or?
To their bunker that never came out, right? What if somebody went to their bunker because the aliens were here 5 years, they ran out of food, they died down there, and then nobody found them?
Well, Brendan Fraser can tell you in that fucking movie. What was it called? Like,
it was called like, oh God, yeah, it was something stupid.
Wasn't Alicia Silverstone
Blast
in it too?
From the Past?
Blast from the Past, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is that it? Wow.
Also, what was that? What was the name of that, though? The Kimmy Gibbler? Wait, hold on. What's the Unbreakable
Kimmy
Schmidt?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that really annoyed me because they were so over the top that I was like, man, great premise.
Did you watch this? You know what we're talking about?
No.
So it's like it was like a Netflix show that I think was done by someone who was involved in 30 Rock.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay.
And it's about this woman who like joins a cult and they go into like a doomsday bunker and they're just living down there for like 20 years and then they get like unearthed and so she's like living her life.
She was lied to about why they had to go in the bunker.
Right.
I think somebody lied that a big world event happened. So she comes out and it's today and she's like doesn't know technology and...
Okay.
It's a
but
great
that premise
setup.
Is almost yeah. immediately
yeah.
abandoned.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
it's just about her, like, in New York. Like,
yeah, yeah, really? Okay.
Then it's just a roommate show. But, I mean, that's the biggest thing, is wherever they land, there's going to be weird alliances, right? Like, what if it was Russia? What if it was America? Like, automatically...
Yeah, it would get complicated pretty quickly.
Wherever they land, they become important.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
what if it's
true.
Independence Day and they just show up over every like major?
That'd
metropolis.
Be the way to do it.
If you're right? gonna make a move on the Earth, show up big.
If you want the Earth to unite and like any Star Trek show, like be respectful and join the intergalactic community, right? Then you have to. We're so petty that we. Like,
well, if you want that, you wouldn't just show up. You would do the message thing. Like, just showing up is the most alarmist thing that they could possibly do.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you. What's up? What's up? What are you going to do? What are you going to do here now? We want you to join this alliance.
You
Why are you
us.
Shooting at us?
You
You're going
to
die.
Us.
Right.
You guys are crazy.
Right. And like, let's say they land in Iraq and they start shooting at them. We have to be like, wait, we're not with them.
Yeah. Right?
Hold on.
We didn't okay that. We're over here.
Right. So that situation is fucked. If they show up, then our relationship is going to not be good.
I think in most of these scenarios, most of these doomsday scenarios, I think I'm going to be... who's the guy from Die Hard who, like, befriends Franz?
Yeah, yeah.
The shitty watch guy?
Hey, what does he call him? What's his name in it? Hans, baby.
Hans, baby.
Booby. You're white knight.
That's my guy. I'm going to be that dude. I'm, like, immediately going to go to the aliens and be like, I can get him for you. Man. You want him? I can get him for you. And they're immediately going to kill me, but at least I would have. I played my cards. I would have tried. I'm just going to sit down here and like.
Ellis was his name.
Nice work. Fuck.
Had to go way back.
I think I'm almost always going to be like that spineless dude in all these scenarios. I'll never be John McClane.
Or Will Smith.
I basically have dreams of being John McClane versus aliens where it's like. Everyone's on board, and I'm like, no, we're not supposed to be on board.
You got to get out of there.
Yeah. I mean, what did you watch the TV series V back in the day?
No.
I remember it, but I didn't watch it.
It was a phenomenon, right? It was Lost before Lost. It was like the first like big kind of thing.
Here's the thing. They show
it was
up.
Like Twin Peaks level, like. People were writing about it in the newspapers shit.
Really?
They show up. They look like humans. Everything's great. Yeah. They make a deal with America. And then an event happens and they realize that they're reptilians with like human skin. So then the world is like, whoa, fuck. They fucking cheated us. They're actually lizards. And then all of a sudden we become a slave race.
Uh-huh.
It's a fucking amazing idea for a TV show. Yeah.
This is like... Early 80s?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd say I didn't realize we became the slave race. I thought it was an even
when they became
sort of
lizards,
symbiotic relationship.
No, that's
when they became lizards, it was like
that's alienation.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, alienation. You're right. Yeah.
Alienation is business as usual, but aliens are here.
But which, V was a little alienation, more sinister.
Alienation was just an analog for racism.
Well, I think...
Because there was like some aliens and people would be like, fuck you, alien. And he'd be like, I'm just trying to do my job. And he was like with the white dude. And the white guy's like, man, I don't know. I'm cool. Like, that's what that show was.
Yeah. Did you see District 9?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, sure.
District 9
fucking
was good.
One of the best. I feel like that is really close to how we would treat aliens if they weren't like... Because the funny thing about that movie is they are vastly more intelligent than us. They're just stuck here.
Right. Were they more intelligent?
Yeah, remember their weapons were like these weird.
Yeah, they had crazy weapons. Technology.
Well, then why were they in like that shanty town?
Because the craft failed or whatever, they just took their weapons or whatnot, but they detained them there. They were like prisoners. They weren't allowed to be. Anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Were they, did they come to just meet people in the beginning? Or was it ever, it never really went into that, did it?
It didn't, but it seemed like they just got stranded here.
It was like the plot. It was like
crash landed here, basically.
It was like that Michael J. Fox movie, Doc Hollywood, where he was just like, he was just trying to get to California. And then he broke down in this fucking redneck
town. Went through a fence.
They're just like, yeah, we're going to fucking Omega 7. Woo! Oh, fuck, a fence.
And then he takes
they
one
crash
of the
on Earth, and we're like, hey, we need a doctor.
You guys aren't supposed to be here. We're going to treat you like gangsters.
All of you go over there.
And then that fucking dude starts turning into one.
I know.
What a great movie.
It was good.
Yeah, it doesn't hold a candle to Chappie, though. You know, Chappie, the follow-up to District.
Oh, really?
Is there
a follow-up?
It's very.
Well, no.
Did you
different.
Guys do it?
The same director, same writer, just
okay. Same actor. He plays the voice of the robot now. It's Short Circuit, basically, but the modern version using the hip ass cool.
You didn't see
South
Chappie?
African
no.
Group.
Oh man, treat yourself. All watch right. Chappie.
All right.
You'll laugh your ass off. Get stoned.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a bad movie.
It's a bad version of Short Circuit, and you get to see who's the guy that plays Wolverine? What's his name?
Oh, Hugh Jackman.
You get to see Hugh Jackman play like an evil character.
Oh yeah, okay.
But that is like crazy.
Oh,
it's fun.
Nice.
You have to go into it knowing that it's a bad movie and it's fun.
Okay.
They teach Chappie how to be a gangster. That's great. Like Chappie,
it's great.
You got to hold your gun sideways, Chappie. It's fucking awesome.
What's the name of their group? I can't think.
Diane Wood.
Do you know them?
No.
Dude, they're crazy.
This is terrible. I don't know anything that you guys have seen.
Crazy fun trip, dude.
They're like a South Africa rap duo. It's this guy Ninja and then this girl. I don't know her name actually.
They're a trip, dude.
All right.
But they just do like
you will enjoy their watch their music videos because they are picture what's the coolest. You know how in the Matrix, like, hackers were cool?
Yeah, right.
Hackers are always cool, man.
Hackers are always cool, yeah. But when it comes to Diane Ward and South Africa, like, drug dealing music artists are cool.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
but hackers are always cool when it's a movie with only hackers in it.
Yeah.
Then they're cool. Good. But if it's like a cop.
No,
and
yeah.
And a boxer.
Yeah.
And a guy that plays football.
Yeah.
And then
if Bruce Willis or Will Smith is in the movie, then the hacker's not cool.
Right.
But any other movie, they're fucking cool, man.
But so like their world is the future is fucking rave music. Anybody can step up to anybody.
What are you talking about?
Diane Ward. Like the world that they live in.
Why are you still talking about that?
Because you don't know them and you haven't seen this movie and it is basically a parallel world that exists alongside you that you get to peek into, and that's what makes it great.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Well, you know they're posers, right?
I don't think... I mean, like...
No, they're total posers, dude. Yeah. No, they are. They are for sure. They're like... That's an act. They're like putting on that act. Here's what I don't like about Diane Ward. He's always wearing basketball shorts, and then he like... You can see his dick through him and stuff.
Yeah,
and the dick is pretty big.
When you have a big dick, like those shorts are your move, and like I don't need to see your move.
I know it sucks, man.
I was like, I'm just wearing shorts.
You're like a tall, lanky guy.
Those
of course,
are the
you have a big
that
dick.
Show off your dick.
Like tall, lanky guys always have big dicks.
The whole point of it.
Like we get it. That's fine.
Like you don't see a big dick guy wearing regular blue jeans because that's not a move.
Yeah, only in the 80s. Like, in the 80s, remember, they would like show outlines of dicks through the tight jeans?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm getting at. Tight jeans is a thing separate from jeans. Everyone wears jeans. But when you wear tight jeans, that's your big dick move. Like, why? These are just jeans.
What do you mean?
I had to go specially order them.
Well, I got them from the ladies section. I don't know.
I've had them for 30 years.
Like, everyone else is wearing jeans. Whatever. Okay, so let's say that they physically show up here, right? And let's just say they land in America, and let's not even deal with other countries, just so we can like.
So my thought is, if they were to come here, I would. There's a reason for it, right? Like, and is it benevolent or? My thought is that they're going to chronicleize our DNA, so that they have a record of it.
Okay.
So they're going to go and collect life all around the world, which explains like the mutilated cow thing.
Sure.
Because there's probably all kinds of like microbacteria that they're trying to collect as well.
Yeah.
It also explains like the anal probe for an alien. Like they're going to grab your gut biome, which has like 3 billion
pieces of
bacteria.
Oh my gosh, that
they want to lay across slides
and
fucking put in their encyclopedia of living things in the universe.
That's something I've never considered. Aliens analyzing gut bacteria. That's the most interesting thing that they should be doing.
Well, you think about like biomedical engineering and biomedical sciences and like all these big companies that are doing that sort of research now. They're just doing it here.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have access to DNA in other places that might react differently to whatever.
See, my parallel is when I picture cow mutilations, to me, the story in my head is they're taking sex organs to test how much radiation. It's a more of a time traveler story. Like, wait, is this before the big nuclear blast?
It would make sense in a time travel sense, for sure.
They don't have the nuclear energy. We're fine right now.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. But I know I'm getting caught up in this. But,
would you guys...
I don't think time travel's possible. Like, I don't think we'll ever solve that.
I think if we ever do time travel, it's like the end of existence, right? Because, like, why?
Probably.
That seems like just like.
I feel like when time travel becomes possible, everyone then becomes a prisoner. Where it's like, okay, now society is, you're not allowed to time travel. Let's keep you over here.
Yeah, I just think time travel would be a lot more difficult because you've got to get the positioning of it right, too. Like, you talk about, like, dimensions and time. Like, right now the sun's flying through the galaxy at a certain speed, you know? And then we're, like, traveling around the sun.
Yeah, that's why I don't believe
in
time travel.
If you were to go back in time and go to the exact same spot and you're a year earlier, like, the Earth is going to be... You know, 2 billion miles
away,
way,
yeah.
and you missed it.
So let me ask you this, because I think about that all the time, and I go, I don't even care about time travel. It's really more about time. What if the way that you could geosynchronize that coordinate would be through quantum entanglement?
Yeah, okay. But
so, like that's my thing. I'm like, that's my new time travel. Hopefully I'd write that version. But it's like quantum entanglement makes a grid work available so that you are attached to a location and a time. I think it could be.
Okay, gotcha.
Like, I don't know if it is or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if that's an answer that is allowed to be answered yet.
I feel like if you figured out time travel, you would equate the movement of the Earth.
Yeah.
Like, time travel.
You'd better, especially on the first try.
I mean, time travel is the hard part.
Like, picture all of our.
The easy part is going like, 50 years ago we were here.
Yeah, it's
so
just,
I'll dial so that here, in.
Here's my new time travel thing that I'm also trying to write into this script, is that time travel isn't possible from humans, but the AI we created figured it out.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Like, we can't figure it out. Like, all the simulations of where everything should be, they could figure that out in a second. And for us, it's like we're trying to figure out how to map something. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, they're now getting into the quantum computing space, and they're able to see some pretty incredible stuff with it. But it's
it's such an abstract reality
into that realm. It's just not intuitive. It's like,
it's not
how you think of how the world is. So it really bends that. But yeah, that could, and maybe because you'd have to find, you know, I'm just looking at it from the other aliens' perspective. Like, to find people or to find intelligent life, you're either sitting there listening to light. You know, you're watching it, you're trying to figure out where it's coming from and where specifically somebody might be, or you've got to have some other way of perceiving where life would be.
Yeah.
And so maybe there's some sort of like, thought process that can make you kind of sense other beings and other awarenesses.
Did you see that there was an FBI article? Well, FBI article. There was an article recently in this. I don't know if this is just in the conspiracy theory world, but that the FBI declassified some documents that that admitted that beings from another dimension were visiting us.
Oh, really?
And so
that sounds like
this website showed you where you could find it within the FBI files. Like, here's the address. Here's a screen grab. Like, go look
for yourself.
Yeah, because it's there, and I haven't done that yet.
You know what I heard? I heard that Pokemon Go is just that. It's like every time you find a new Pokemon, it's like a being from a different dimension. And they put all that intel from the thing you're talking about into Pokemon Go. And so when you find a Pokemon, it's like actually a being from a different dimension.
That's a great fun movie for kids, right? Wouldn't that a great fun movie for
horrifying.
A Pokemon movie for kids that's like, hey guys, this is actually real. Your fun game that you're playing is real.
That's not fun. Because then they would be like little sadists going like, yeah, just fuck this other dimension creature. I'm going to put him in my fucking Pokeball. Did you guys watch Detective Pikachu?
No, not yet. Not yet.
All right.
How long has it been out?
2 years? Like a year. It's only now on like Showtime or whatever.
Okay.
Well, did you do any Pokemon?
No.
Did you?
I didn't.
Did I do any Pokemon?
Did you watch it or get into it at
all?
Well,
I mean, well...
No.
On top of the games, when the app came out, did you join that?
I was on it for like a week.
Yeah.
Was it fun? I didn't do
it. No, it was a huge fucking like... All you wanted to do was catch Pokemon. So, like, you'd just be walking around being like, oh, fuck, are there Pokemon here?
I
really?
Tried to...
You'd just be constantly looking for Pokemon.
I tried to embrace it a little bit. Where,
Because you knew it probably wouldn't last forever.
Well, it really was a weird thing that people wanted to be a part of. And so, like, I went to a couple events of, like... People just playing Pokemon, right? And I would meet people that were playing and talk to them.
Yeah.
And there were... I went to San Diego and there was a... There was this event where everyone was drinking and everyone was barbecuing. And it was like at midnight. But everyone was playing Pokemon. The whole thing was everyone there was playing Pokemon.
Right.
In like a park?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was a weird thing.
Were there a lot of... Pokemons and there aren't they like spread out like,
well when
ways?
You get people together the game makes more there and
oh,
then everyone's
okay.
like sending their
gotcha.
what are the things you pay for like the lures and the
yeah I don't know what
so since it's
called,
an event
yeah.
and there's a bunch of people there and everyone's paying for lures there's like tons of Pokemon there
got it
so it was
there was a fun little moment like in the first week where like I went downtown and we were just going to a bar, and you'd see people like finding Pokemon, and you'd be like, "Oh, hey, what's up, man? Oh, you're finding Pokemon? Cool.
Yeah, I just
cool,
did the lure. Thanks, man."
But it was, it wasn't anything more than that. Like, there's no lasting friendships that were made based on it or anything like that. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
it
wasn't.
But I'm saying though, this thing in San Diego where everyone that was there was. Only playing Pokemon, that was a specific, unique experience because people wanted to meet people.
Did you?
That was
are
weird.
You in contact with anybody that you played Pokemon with?
I went there with a group of people, so I didn't have
okay.
to meet other people.
Gotcha.
I could fake it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to go to that, you need a
they
need
live
a lot
there,
of...
though. They live down the street, and
oh,
they,
yeah,
they
okay.
invited me because they go there.
Got it. Got
and
it.
I was like, I think that they knew a few people.
Still, like, they made friends based on it?
Probably not, but
yeah,
all their friends got into it. They got their friends into it. So.
It's stupid. The whole thing is stupid.
Well, yeah, that's why nobody does it really anymore.
But that whole thing though was basically leaning towards AI,
right? Augmented reality.
I mean, AI is. What if the aliens have to talk to our AI over us, right?
Not yet. Our AI is fucking dumb.
But it's getting there.
It'll get there.
We're going to be... The world will be on fire, and the AI will be like...
Do you hear about Hawking had a big thing about AI right before he died? He put out like a couple of articles about it, and he's like, this is one of the things that could actually destroy human civilization. And he's like, and it would not be hard for AI to do it. It would be like, once it got to a certain point, it would be like closing a door on your dog.
Yeah.
You know, like, boom, you're done. We're in here now.
Well,
and
because
it's over.
Our entire society is based on computers now, right? Like, planes only fly because of computers.
Oh, yeah. Planes
like,
are
all that shit.
As fuck.
My fucking car is like 90%
planes
computer,
don't even
like,
need a pilot.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to, as long as you fly into the right airports, you're autopilot the whole time.
So it's like, that's why I don't understand. You see these Boston Dynamics, they're just like, making new scarier robots that can like go upstairs and they can fucking they have these drones that are like all crazy. It's like, what are you guys doing? Like, why are you doing that?
The video I've seen where the guy keeps knocking over the robot.
I know. He like beats up the robot. Oh, the robot. It's
this
like,
feels weird.
I know.
It only feels you're just
so bad.
Let's make sure we can never knock these robots over so that when we do put AI into them, we can never defeat them. Like, what is happening? Like, why are they so flippant about it? There's no one else. Are they not scared about it? Or are they just like, we're going to die in 40 years. It'll be fine. Like, fuck our kids.
What's weird to me is like, there's all this great.
Like, are we the boomers of technology? Like, you know how the boomers killed the fucking economy? Yes. We're just the boomers of like, oh, we're just going to make unstoppable robots. You'll be fine. Like, fuck you.
Technology's always been around. I guess it's changing a lot quicker now, but.
Well, it's Moore's Law, right?
Dude, in Russia, like, this is the sad part about there's technology out there, but there's still bullies in charge of the technology, which is like a crazy thing to think of. So, like, in Russia, the robots and AI that they're coming up with are like robot soldiers, where it's like...
Well, I think that's what we're coming up with, too.
This thing's just shooting at you, and no matter what you do, it can't stop killing you. And so it's like... Oh, it's scary because it's like, well, our robot like warmed the toilet seat for me and served me dinner. And like this was like, no, this one will not, will win
we'll never,
at killing
we'll never
you.
Stop. It can't be bargained with.
So like, what if that robot meets our robot? Like if they, that's, I mean like, fuck.
It's just over.
I just keep going back to the thing, man. The electromagnetic pulse. You just got to get one of those. Get a little one. Get a little EMP. And fucking. Oh, this robot wants to kill me.
Boom. I don't think it's that easy,
dude. Hold on.
Fuck you, robot,
dude. That's where we make our money right now.
You design a small EMP.
Everyone, I pitched this 2 years ago to you.
You did?
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
During the podcast?
I must have been drunk.
Do we have evidence of it?
Yes. It's definitely on air. Yes.
We're so busting that
Everyone
out.
Is afraid of robots. Dude, I want it over Mace.
I know. I pitched this to you. This is my pitch. You're pitching back my pitch. God.
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I'm sorry.
That's what happens when you do a podcast for 5 years. You occasionally... revisit something.
You were ahead of me in the future thinking, and I couldn't admit it, so I disregarded it.
That's our only.
Or did you go back and let Wade develop it?
Oh yeah, are you
sort
a time
of
baited traveler
him to developing it?
I don't. You know what? If I could time travel, would it benefit me to send you stuff to affect me, or me stuff to take charge of it? And I'm like,
Yeah,
I'm a better reactor. It depends on
the rules of time travel, man. Like, how are you going to get yourself information? Like, if you touch yourself, are you going to die? Like, if you see yourself, is the universe going to implode?
Nah.
Or maybe you should probably just go
up to yourself.
You see yourself, you'll go blind.
But, you know, it's funny because
that's fun.
In what's the movie where it's called Gravity, right? No, is it Gravity?
The one where he's in the bookshelf?
Yeah. Where like...
Oh, that's Matthew McConaughey.
He sent the message using gravity.
What is that called? What is that movie?
Gravity.
Gravity. Yeah.
It is Gravity?
Yeah.
No, wasn't that, the...
It makes you mad because...
What's the one with... What is it?
Sandra Bullock?
Yeah.
What's that one called? That one's called Gravity.
That's Gravity.
Oh, that's Gravity.
Yeah.
Fuck, what is the fucking...
Interstellar.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like in that movie though...
Stop summing up movies. this whole podcast, you've just been talking about the plots of movies.
I'm okay with it. I like talking about
movies.
Well,
I mean, the reason being is because aliens are so abstract that like we, you know how like their technology is, and this sounds stupid, but this is a truth. Their technology is going to look like magic to us.
Hey, let's flip it.
Definitely.
Let's flip it. What if we find life and we go there?
So that is an interesting topic because I tried to Google the topic for tonight and like see if I could find a few interesting points. And I got caught on an article that talked about our search for other life. And there's a couple of different things. Like I guess Zuckerberg's involved with some rocket company that's going to send a few small rockets to Alpha Centauri to see what they can find. And so that's, you know, that's probably...
That's awesome and so irresponsible, but that's... Awesome.
I know. Especially for it to be Zuckerberg. Like, is he the one you want?
He wants to data mine Alpha Centauri.
I know, right?
So that he can sell it to Russian propaganda.
Fuck. I want to read this. That's interesting because, okay, like take, for example, Musk trying to send people to Mars, right?
Yeah, and I think that's ridiculous.
Like, I mean... My biggest thing is,
wait,
like...
Wait, but why do you guys care? Like, fucking send... If someone wants to go to Mars, send them to Mars.
We have to practice, but we should practice on the moon.
It's irresponsible. The moon is it. Yeah,
you've got a chance of getting somebody back from the moon. You don't.
If you're dumb, if you're dumb enough to be like, "Hey, Elon, you're going
to
get me back, right? You're
going to
come back."
Like, we should start a little.
Why would we? Why would we? There's nothing on the moon.
Hold on.
No, there's no reason.
The only reason to join the moon is to join the solar system. Like, you shouldn't go to Mars unless you have a base on the moon, because to get on.
My point.
Is like the biggest waste of all the money.
My point is, if you're dumb enough to be like, I'll go to Mars, then I don't care if you come back.
That's a good point.
And listen, I tried to make a TV show about this 5 years ago about the first idiots going to Mars. Like, that should be a TV show. Either them going
like
to Mars
or
the idea of them trying to pick the people to go to Mars, like a You've Got Talent, you know, like, you're winning the trip to Mars because you like it's going to be a reality show. Who else is going to fund it?
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's great. Then we can get rid of these fucking influencers.
Like
send them to fucking Mars.
The first
man.
Mars.
We wouldn't
Martians.
Get rid of them. We'd get their fucking texts and Instagram posts. And
yeah,
shit
then they
the
would
time.
Die. They'd be like, okay, headed back to Earth now. No, we're dead now. Sorry, we're dead.
And then
like
we go
and
into
subscribe.
The next
just
generation.
Ran out of
like,
food 3 days ago.
Yeah,
it's not looking good.
I just
so
unfollow
the second
them.
Generation.
The second they got to Mars, I just unfollow them.
Like, all right, it's over.
What am I doing here? I don't have any followers anymore. Oh, that's hilarious.
But yeah, no, what, let's say we find life and we go there, what's our fucking, let's just say America does this.
My depressing parallel is what we've done to animals on Earth, you know,
or to indigenous people.
Yeah. We're like we've got the dolphins that have lasers on them, whatever, the Navy dolphins that like have nukes attached to them.
Those dolphins love that shit.
We
they fucking love it.
All the animals we've put in zoos, you know, like we can't even communicate with animals on our planet that have communication.
I don't know why you're still talking about animals when America like wiped out all of the Native Americans.
I don't know if they did that on purpose.
That should
most
be your touchstone.
Most of it wasn't on purpose.
You're right.
Well, no, it was, wasn't it?
There was.
Weren't we giving them bubonic plague with blankets or whatever the fuck that was?
That was.
Oh, were we?
Yeah. We.
I thought it was smallpox. It was smallpox that got them all.
Yeah,
but I don't think. Was that on purpose?
Yeah, I think we were like, here, take a fucking blanket, you idiot.
It, really? It was on purpose.
It was
purpose,
like killing a roach. Like purpose, they take it back to their
really?
Little hive.
Wow, because it did. It killed like 95% of them.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, we're the worst. So if we did, let's pretend that we weren't like that. Okay? Let's say it's just us three. We find a planet. We have the ability to go there. What do you say? Like, you get to the aliens. And you're like, hey, what's up?
The funniest part. Of
do you do, do? But do you do a message thing, or do you? You got to do a message thing.
Yeah,
right?
You got to do a message.
The,
first.
The funniest part is when I
Ray Shields,
when I think of
that
my
would be
answer.
A good message.
My Ray Shields.
Yeah. My answer is like trying to send them a message of what I think existence is.
Oh, see, now you've got to be. Not a part of this because you would be the worst. You would be so confusing.
They've got a time machine.
But like, to me, that proves that like we are an intelligent species that is like thinking.
So
about
what would that be?
What we're doing here?
What would your message be?
It'd be something like we are entities that exist, and we are aware of our existence. And we are trying to find a purpose to this, And right now, we think that life is the purpose of life.
We'll have to work on that message, I think.
All right. So if I log on to my Tinder profile and somebody sends me that, I'm like, this motherfucker is crazy.
Swipe.
It's like, we'll have fun, but he'll kill me.
Next.
I am not matching.
We'll have a blast, but he'll be the end of me.
Yeah, I mean, what would you say to him?
Oh, I don't know. It would have to be, let's share science with each other. What we've discovered, what you've discovered, and try to, from an engineering standpoint, figure it out. I think that would be
the technology sharing to.
No, that's so dumb.
An exchange of,
because we found them. They have nothing to offer us.
How do you know? You have no idea.
I'll know when I fucking give them smallpox.
You know, so I think it's the Kepler satellite that's flying around, and it looks at stars and it figures out planets. It's looking for planets in what they call the Goldilocks zone.
Yeah, yeah.
That
and there's like
could 40
billion
have,
or something. Crazy.
Yeah, they found a lot of planets, and they found one star that they looked at, where the star has dimmed so much that they think it could be some kind of...
The Dyson Sphere. Yeah, we've talked...
Something's been made over there because So, if you're going to go somewhere to see if there's aliens, would you pick that? Or would you be like, that might be too advanced?
So, the question is... Can they track me back to my planet? Which they definitely could, right?
That's a responsible thought that I passed over, but go on.
Like, if I go to a place where maybe they've figured out the Dyson Sphere, they've figured out how to harness their star for unlimited power. They're more advanced than we are, right? They've done something we've only theoretically thought of. So when you approach them, you have to be like, fuck, okay, these guys are dope as shit. They could take us out if they're mean dudes.
Right.
But if they're not, we can like advance our society a lot.
Yeah.
So do we go there and like not leave a breadcrumb trail back to where they could just extinguish us?
Yeah, yeah, you'd probably have to try.
But then also if they're that advanced... Would they want to extinguish us? Would they want to, like,
see, I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't...
It seems like if they were that advanced, they would be like, we're cool.
Like, wait, what kind of fuel did you guys use to get here?
Yeah, yeah.
You guys use fossil fuel?
You guys... Right. Really?
You can have all of ours.
We've been trying to get rid of this forever. Well, the thing is, we wouldn't. We wouldn't use fossil fuels either. NASA doesn't use
them. Just their, we're just their relatives from Florida.
Well, see, that's why
I don't care if they ever come back.
Station wagon.
Like, I don't know how you guys got here, but you can stay, but not that long.
We'll give you 48 hours.
This isn't very symbiotic, this relationship.
We're going to have to ask you to wait.
But they might be benevolent and be like, yeah, we'll fucking help you out. Like, here, fucking take all this shit, go back home. And then, we would take
just,
it and come back.
Just look in your butthole once.
No. Even if whatever all that, like, whoever got that shit would come back, immediately weaponize it, and just take over the world. Like,
yeah. I mean, like, let's say they were benevolent, right? That's an interesting topic to me, because I'm like, well, are they going to turn into this species that then just has to take care of us? Let's say they could save us, and so then their job becomes saving us. Like, you were going to die of a stroke, so we did.
You guys got global warming. We can fucking, we'll fix that. Wait, why are you guys nuking each other now? All right, fucking here.
We'll clean
Here's
it up.
The
Just
antidote
don't do it again.
For nukes. Just stop.
Here's all the iodine tablets you'll need.
It'll give you cancer if there's no nukes, but there is, right? Okay.
And so, like, that version makes me go, like, fuck, dude, if they're benevolent, they can't save us. Like, no matter what, humanity will always...
How can you be such a fucking... That's so morbid of you to think that we can't be saved. If somebody gave us the answer, you don't think we would take it and be like, well, oh, cool.
When I say we can't be saved, I mean like... we want too many answers. Like, well, you know, we need AIDS, we need cancer, we need starvation, we need...
Yeah, but what if it's all like, here, fucking, here's a thing. Here's one pill, it'll solve all that. Just give it to everyone. It's fine.
And the pill, all the pill has to do is take away violence, basically, or competition.
No, I want violence. I want violence and competition.
But not competition, just random violence.
How else am I going to root for my Bears?
Oh man, that must be tough to watch.
Right? Like what if they could give us a pill that made us not as emotional and that was the only answer?
No, fuck that. There's a movie based on that.
They already have pills like that.
Well, yeah that's
What's the movie you were thinking of?
There's a lot of people that take them.
But there's a movie that's a YA novel, one of these shitty movies, where if you have emotions, you're relegated out of the society, and so the whole society...
Is it Divergent? No.
Really? Yeah, probably. It's one of those. It's the exact same as that. Divergent or the fucking one with the wall or
the maze.
Yeah, the maze. Yeah.
What is that one? Is it a trilogy?
Maze Runner.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all the same.
I enjoy watching them, but...
Yeah, they're entertaining. They're very
useful. No, here's the problem with all of them. They all start out with a really good high concept, and you're like, this is awesome. I want to live in this world. But then they immediately devolve into like, oh, it's us versus them. It's always fucking the proletariat versus like the fucking common people, and like it's always what's the
class
Hunger Games?
Wars.
It's always Hunger Games.
Yeah,
it's just like, no, man, I just want to live in a world where there's a maze. And you got to get out of a maze. I don't need to know what happens when you get out of the maze. Yeah. That's the end. fuck the franchise. The end of the movie is when you get out of the maze.
The maze is just a bigger version of what's the cube or whatever, the one that where
cube.
They go, yeah. Like that,
they did it too.
Yeah,
they like ate their own tail by going like, what happens when you get out of the cube? Oh, there's people there.
Yeah, and like...
And it's a fucking experiment.
Yeah.
Great, cool,
Wade,
that's what
that.
I wanted.
Wade loves that ending.
But I didn't choose this. Well, what about this? If the aliens get here, do you think racism between humans is gone?
No, I think they would just give us some advice, maybe. Like, hey, you guys are doing all right, but... You need to work together a little bit more, or you need to like get over yourselves a little bit and try to do something as a civilization instead of.
Well, but you guys are saying the same thing, because like my reaction to what you just said is fuck you, don't tell me what to do. So now I hate you. So my new racism is you.
And based off of aliens, or
yeah. So now me and my. Me anti, and the guy I used to be racist group. Against, we're now racist against the alien.
I mean, I used to hate Irish people, but at least they're human.
Yeah. Now I hate the alien. I mean, you have to hate something, right? That's the whole point.
I hate to say yes, but I think so.
I suppose it's better than not feeling anything. Than like, I don't know. But that's
because no one's ever said everybody's great. Only Jesus.
All right. So hang on. Two scenarios.
And he doesn't even. People don't think that he said that. They take away the gays and.
You can have okay. Here's the two scenarios. You can end racism, but you'll never feel anything. Or you can just keep being racist.
What if I'm not the racist one?
I think you're.
Or do I have to?
You
be the
probably
racist?
Have everyone, your. You probably have your own prejudices.
Oh, definitely.
You have
definitely.
Your deep-seated prejudices.
Well, okay.
What if you could get rid of those,
aliens,
but never
really.
Be happy again?
Yeah, I don't think I could do that.
Wow. What? Yeah. What if they were like, you know, you guys will never stress out again. You'll never have arguments or anything.
Uh-huh.
But you'll never be happy.
You'll never get the other side of it either. Yeah.
That's why I know we would half of our entertainment, well, 100% of our entertainment is conflict, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we would never go for that. We'd be like, we thrive on conflict.
You are not a good writer unless you can create conflict.
You're not a writer if you can't create conflict. I mean, that's the...
That is this, fuck, yeah.
It's probably why I'm not a writer.
Yeah, like, I have a hard time because I always am trying to figure out Utopia. Nobody wants to watch that.
Utopia is so boring. That's why we don't have it. That's why there's endless wars. Because we're like, fuck it.
And I don't want Utopia either. I don't want that.
I'd rather watch, you know, the housewives, like, rip each other's wigs off in the middle of a diner. Like, that's more fun to me than Utopia. Right?
Yeah.
Certainly watching it is. You definitely don't want to watch Utopia.
Like, what if you lived in Utopia and every show that you could watch, you're like, fuck, man, I'm bored. I'm going to watch a TV show. And it's just like Garfield. And he's just like, everything's cool. Hey, Odie, what's up?
I don't think
you'd be like, fuck this. This sucks.
Yeah, this is.
I don't think Utopia is possible because the things that have made me really happy, I've watched people like violently disagree with.
Wait, what? Say that again?
Just like,
Well, you can't say that. You're saying that Utopia would be universal?
I'm just saying that, like, my belief system says that Utopia is not possible. Whereas I feel like before in my life, I was kind of striving for that. Like, how can we all be happy? Because to me...
See, because a lot of people's happiness is in watching other people's...
misery.
Yeah.
Suffering. Really?
Suffering. So, how are you going to please those people?
Yeah.
Like, I can't succeed unless I know that someone else isn't succeeding. What's the fun in succeeding if I know that everyone succeeds?
What if
I don't.
Yeah. Okay.
But I do understand the Schadenfreude of like watching people fail.
Yeah. And like, what if everyone had an Oscar? Why would you care that anyone after you got one?
Yeah, that's true. Definitely.
It's like, hey, we all got one. Yeah. You got one too? Whatever.
It's not worth anything.
I mean, how would sports work?
Yeah, it would fall apart.
Yeah. What are we stumbling upon?
Well,
are we stumbling upon that we're a flawed race of species? We're a flawed species.
We're certainly flawed.
I know we're flawed, but I think we're like theoretically, like from the get-go, flawed. Like we were never going to figure anything out because we have competitiveness.
No, I think we can. Yeah, because the competitiveness is one side of it. But
the whole thing is, once we meet aliens who are like, we're fucking cool, we're gonna be like, these guys think they're fucking cool, man. Let's take them down. Let's figure their shit out and be better than those motherfuckers. And then that's just going to... Then they're going to be like, wait, what are you doing? Why are you trying to take us down? Like, we gave you everything. And we're going to be like, fuck you. Because that's why. And then they're going to be like, well, we can fucking...
We went to the UN.
We can just kill you.
Like, we have a weapon that can just kill everyone without actually it being a weapon. Like, your earth is just...
And we're like, bring it on, motherfuckers. I'd like to see that. And then they do it. And then we're like, gone. And they're like, fuck, we shouldn't have gone there. Those guys suck.
That was a little too harsh. They weren't all bad.
Those guys were so combative. Why were they so combative? Like, our entire society is based on fucking competitiveness and conflict. So we're done. Like, there's...
But
we're
that's
done.
Not true, though, because there's a lot of stuff that... A lot of things that we've created have been created because we learned how to work together.
Yeah, but only because one guy stepped on another guy and stole his idea.
Well, look at
Edison and fucking Tesla, yeah, right? Like,
yeah. Tesla's not even in the record books.
Yeah.
He's not in the history books of like all the things he created.
I mean, whatever, fuck all that.
Was it Edison that... Was it the light bulb or was it like the telephone or something, the telegraph that like was completely stolen?
The light bulb was stolen. He bought the patent for it and he gets
credit
for it.
Well, the phone too. He stole the phone also. Or that was who was the fucking phone guy?
Alexander Graham Bell?
He stole it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He did too, right? Yeah.
There's a really funny drunk history about it. But, yeah, some other guy.
So, but the weird thing to me about competition.
But that's what I'm saying. Like every advancement that we've had in technology has been two people going like, "I'm going to do this." No, I'm going to do this.
But now all of our advancements come from competition. That is from cheaters, right? This is why I'm so mad with the state of everything is because. Companies and corporations have cheated the system to where they can beat everybody at everything.
But that's monetary. That's like finance shit. Like, if you don't care about money, then who really gives a fuck if they're, like, running that shit? I do care about money, so I am mad about it. But I'm just saying, like, that's not about advancement. That's about, like, oh, we're controlling the people that are here.
But they want advancement for now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I think it. My fucking words. I think it tempers advancement, right? Anytime having
that kind of.
Yeah, if you control that whole thing, then you're not advancing as quickly because you have no competition. Like, I guess what I'm saying it's both good and bad to have this competition because, like.
It'll work itself out.
Well, these monopolies don't. They don't.
They can't advance because they're just making money, and then somebody can secretly.
There's no reason for them to advance anything because they're on the top, and they're like, "Fuck it, let's take all the money," and like, who cares? Because we're gonna be dead. And then the next people are like, "Oh, I don't know. I got all my dad's money, so let's just keep doing that thing." I just want to keep...
Yeah.
I'm on my boat. There's a car on my boat. I have a boat so big that a car is on it, and I can take my car anywhere because my dad made so much money. So I don't care about going to Mars.
Yeah.
Or figuring out fucking time travel.
But you look at stuff like... Things like what NASA built, you know, and that's all... public money, and it's amazing how they built it.
All
right, but it's not competition. It's not based off of competition.
It was, though. Space race, man. Russia.
Okay. So it started off that way, but it
And then evolved. We immediately defunded it once we got to the moon.
Once we won.
Yeah, not really, though, because they keep doing it through the space shuttle program, which was
we got some people killed. Yeah, we kept going to the moon. Yeah. Got some people killed.
But now, I mean, like, I feel like probably Italy and Russia are spending more money on the space station than us.
Maybe
not Italy, but
yeah, hey, India.
Do we need to end this episode?
Oh yeah.
We do, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's end it.
All right.
Are you guys cool with that?
Yeah.
All right,
that's fine.
Let's just do quick closing statements.
Okay.
What do you want to say?
You want to make our guest do it first?
Oh, no, I'll do it first.
I can do it.
You go first, but like I'm gonna fucking time you.
Okay. And I'll time myself too. The scary thing about any sort of contact that we have. I mean, like. Not to negate this episode, but like I believe that first contact has already happened, and that because of the competition that we currently have, and that includes like secret military, that we have not opened this up to everybody in competition's sake. That like, well, we're getting technology from them. And this technology could change humanity for the better. But we're pretty secretive, and we don't need our enemies to know anything. So we'll just keep moving forward. And I believe that there's a secret space program based off the technology that we've gotten from them. Whatever. I'm just out of everything. I just have this fear that whether it's happened or not, the entities that exist that have power in the world today will not. Give up that power, and they will always keep it, and it will tear apart the idea of these entities should work alongside humanity. And so when you have corporations or companies that aren't, their interest is not the future of humanity, they're going to make bad decisions. That's all. My fear in all of this conspiracy theory realm is that the people that have any sort of power don't have any sort of responsibility, and that's too bad.
That's that went a long way. Yeah. So when do you think they...
Whoa, just one question before the final statement, then I'll...
But when do you think, if aliens have been here, when do you think they came?
I lean towards believing in the Roswell story.
When was that, like 47 or something?
43 or 46, one of those, early 40s.
Okay.
That, like, there are entities in the world today that are hiding the existence of aliens because they've gotten so much information and technology from them that if the cat is out of the bag, then the current rule goes away.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So,
do you want me to go?
I'll go.
Go.
When it as it comes to contact, I guess I would still go back to the question of why would they contact us? What would be the point? So, if they do make contact with us, I would think that it would be, you know, in just search of, you know, Star Trek theme, kind of search for new life.
Whatever they're doing.
Yeah. But it wouldn't be to come in and fuck with us, or, you know, it might be just to observe and then go away. So I don't know. That's where, that's what I think first contact would be like. So
I think... here's what I think. This is what I hope. Well, I don't know if I hope for it. Let's see. I think if they come here, they're going to be like, we've inbred ourselves to the point where we can't fuck anything anymore within each other.
So we just want to watch you?
No, we want to fuck you guys. Can we please fuck you guys? And then we can propagate our species, like a weird hybrid version of our species together. And we'd be like, yeah, we can do that. We can totally do that. Everyone who doesn't like want to fuck a human.
As long as you become Christian.
Come and fuck one of these. Well, yeah, you would have to be a Christian, though.
You have to join one of the religions.
Everyone would have to get married, and then you can fuck these aliens. And then we would have a weird hybrid alien race, and it would be harmony. I think that's what it would be. Jokes aside, they would be like, "Hey, let's fuck," and then we won't be enemies. We won't be enemies anymore. We'll just be friends who are fucking.
First contact.
It'll be like a Game of Thrones thing where it's like, if we fuck, no one has rights.
Then everything's cool.
Then we're all cool. We own all of it together.
It's like, if we don't fuck, we're going to fight forever. So let's just fuck.
Let's fuck. Let's make some... The next heir to the throne will be these things that we make when we fuck. And so we'll do it. And we'll be like, yes. Because our planet's dying and we need to go there also to yours. I think that would be fun.
Oh no!
Sorry, that's really interesting because, it's going to be that arbitrary no matter what.
Would you fuck an alien? What would it take for you to not to fuck an alien?
Hey, I wanted to say this. The number, you know,
$10.
Pornhub released their search results for their favorite, for the most popular porn.
Okay, wrap it up though. Do it quick.
Number two. Search result was alien porn.
Yeah, fucking A. We would fuck aliens. We would be down.
Out of all the searches, anal, ass to mouth, blonde.
It wasn't
alien was number two.
It wasn't alphabetical. it was an alien and then anal.
Right. So it's interesting that even people's sexual habits, people are looking for alien, maybe just for fun, maybe too much fun. That was really shocking to me to know that Alien was number two.
It could have been like last year. Dumb rednecks being like, well, I don't know what Mexicans are. I'll call them aliens. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Abe, thank you so much for being here. You're going to stick around for the bonus?
Yeah, I'll stick around.
All right. We're going to keep talking about this on the bonus. I don't know what else we'll talk about. I haven't thought of a topic, but find us on the Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Thanks for listening, everybody. And remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Good night.